All right, so what's up, guys? We're here to talk about this new book that came out called Lobs Girl. I got my friends here today with me, Emily
and
Samantha.
Hi.
So I think this story kind of threw the reader or whatever right into the book. So what y'all think about that?
It was kind of like they didn't really explain things very well. They just kind of jumped straight into everything.
Yeah, this, like, I couldn't really understand what was happening in the story.
So let's talk about the dog for a second, all right? So you have a dog, right, that literally just got met on the beach, right, and walked 400 miles to find their family. Okay?
They met once at the beach.
Yeah.
How did the dog even know where they were?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense.
It was just kind of off. The whole story was just kind of off.
Yeah, like, I know they're trying to make it seem like a ghost dog or, like, they're meant to be or whatever, but it just doesn't make sense.
It doesn't work that way, and it just, I don't know.
And also, how did the heck did this dog know where the family was? Like, I know a dog doesn't have that good of a nose. Like, they can sense earthquakes, but I don't think they can find a family 400 miles away.
Considering they met one time and then finds them just like that, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah, they had one afternoon, like, playing together on the beach, and then all of a sudden they're best friends. Like, I don't understand.
It doesn't make sense.
Another thing I didn't like about the story was that they kept introducing new characters, and I couldn't keep up with them. The only people I recognized were Sandy and Lob, because they were the main characters.
I felt like I couldn't keep up with the story. There were just, like, new characters. Every time I turned the page, there was a new character. I had Sandy, I had Lob, then we had the dog, then we had the father, then the mother, then, like, there were just so many people being thrown in at once.
They kept adding everyone in, and it was just too hard to keep up with, and I lost track of the whole story because how many people's names I had to keep up with the whole time.
And it would have been easier if they had just referred to the people there as, like, my aunt or my brother and sister, but they gave them names that nobody really remembered, so I couldn't keep track of who was doing what, you know? Anyone else have anything to add?
No, I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
Alright, let's talk about the Christmas pudding in the story. Sandy's mom made the Christmas pudding for her family at the end of August. So how would it even last until December? I get that she would like to be prepared for Christmas, but I think August is a little too early to start making Christmas pudding. What do you guys think about this?
I mean, I think that it wouldn't last until Christmas. That's like, what, 3 months, 2 months of time in between it being made and eating it? And I don't understand how it would last that long, or how it wouldn't go bad or moldy.
Yeah, so, like, unless her pudding is, like, distilled or, like, you know, like, wine is or something, I don't know. Like, that pudding must be some magic pudding right there. But according to that story, that was, like, the finest pudding in the world.
Yeah, being prepared is something I understand, but August, that's way too early for me.
Yeah, August is a little too early.
Yeah.
It would have made sense if she made it, like, after Thanksgiving or something, because then it wouldn't have been sitting around for so long, and she would have gotten it done earlier.
Yeah.
And then, like, what if she made so much pudding that, like, her family couldn't eat it all? Like, then you have a whole ton of wasted pudding. Like, what you gonna do with that?
Feed it to Bob?
Yeah, I guess we could feed it to the dog.
She would also have to store the pudding from August until December, which is 4 months, and it would just take up a lot of space and just get in the way of everything.
Yeah, like, my nana used to have an underground cellar where she used to store all of her jam, so unless she's got one of those, she's definitely going to be a little while on having to clean up the house and collecting dust, and I can tell you right now, my mom already hates that, so there's no need to cause yourself stress for making jam in August. Where were we?
Oh. The story used a lot of British terms that didn't really make sense to me since I'm American. And, like, I've watched British movies, and they were like, okay, I could understand what they were talking about, kind of, but I couldn't understand this, like, at all.
If I'm honest, it kind of made the story really boring for me because I didn't know what they were talking about. And I definitely think I would have enjoyed it more if I knew what the terms meant and I could follow along with it.
Yeah. Like, I felt like the story definitely made it boring for me. Like, I think that's one thing the author should have done, is should have made it a little bit more friendly so that everybody could understand. So maybe, I don't know, not necessarily a different language, but something that would use terms that everybody would understand, and just make the story a little bit less dark and gloomy.
Yeah.
And to follow along with that, the word Alexandra was used in the story to describe Sandy. It said that Sandy was really Alexandra, but we didn't really know what that meant, and it kind of just threw me off when I was reading, because I had to go back and read the sentence over again to see if I was reading it right.
And really none of us knew what it meant, and it was just absolutely confusing the whole story out, because, I mean, once you don't get one thing, then you kind of don't get the rest.
Yeah, because that sentence follows up the rest of it. And we tried to look up what Alexandra mean, and it says Alexandra is the feminine form of the given name Alexander. So I guess they're just trying to give her feminine stuff, but it still doesn't make sense.
I think they should have used a simpler term instead of Alexandra, just so it would be easier for all of us to understand.
Yeah, they should have just used, like, she's really feminine or girly or something like that, so everyone understands.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Well, thank you for joining our podcast today, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.